WTAW news time is 5 minutes after six. It's 77 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. While the Bryan School District is looking for a new transportation director, the person who has been in charge since June of last year is still there. Superintendent Christy Whitbeck says Rob Welsh chose to resign effective November 7th. Bryan ISD's website posted the opening last Friday, 4 weeks after the start of the school year. On the first day of classes, an outside consultant was hired to resolve problems getting students bused to and from school. Dr. Whitbeck says they will receive the consultant's report this week and begin a review.
I will oversee it, but it will be collaboratively developed because you've got to have the stakeholders at the table to talk about any suggestion from the consultant.
Whitbeck says there may be greater changes this year, next year, or a combination of the two. Bryan School Board members have awarded bids for the last two major projects of the 2017 bond issue. There were unanimous votes supporting Construction Director Jeff Windsor's recommendations to award local contractor Dudley Construction the conversion of the former Stephen F. Austin School to administration offices and the construction of a new building for the grounds department.
He's got a very good game plan, and I have all the faith in the world that he'll get it done. Mark Dudley has done a lot of work for me since I've been here, and he did a lot of work for the district before I got here. And I haven't seen him fail yet.
The board also approved spending $169,000 in savings from other bond projects at the Performing Arts Center, the former Civic Auditorium, to replace stage lighting. Bryan residents are invited to a meeting tomorrow regarding stealth dorms. Staff planner Stephanie Dolan says 9 months ago, the Planning and Zoning Commission formed a stealth dorm subcommittee.
The Planning and Zoning Commission and the subcommittee have received over about 300 responses of online surveys. We had two different public input meetings. We have lots of emails that we received. Basically, we got a lot of input. And based on that input, the Planning and Zoning Commission is proposing a definition of what's called detached shared housing.
Dolan, during a visit on our show, says PNZ is proposing to allow detached shared housing by conditional use permit. The meeting starts at 5:30 Wednesday at the Bryan Municipal Office Building. Bryan Police has obtained an arrest warrant for a third person accused of having a role in a murder September 8th at Williamson Park. According to the BPD's Facebook page, 17-year-old Adriana Garcia of Bryan went with two young men to the park, then left after the shooting death of 19-year-old Jonathan Munoz. Brazos County District Attorney Jarvis Parsons has not decided whether a 16-year-old who exchanged gunfire with Munoz will be prosecuted as an adult. Thanks to a citizen's report, College Station police found and arrested two people early yesterday morning on charges of breaking into six unlocked vehicles. 18-year-old Jared Bishop of College Station and 19-year-old Depresia Mitchell of Houston were caught shortly after 2 a.m. riding their bicycles at the intersection of Anderson and Park Place. Officers recovered a backpack containing several items believed to have been stolen, a firearm reported stolen from Bryan, and several debit cards that did not belong to the suspects. WTAW news time is 8 minutes after six. It is 77 degrees. You can call or text us this morning. That number is 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by WC Tractor. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
You want your business to succeed in the next 10 years. Help make it happen by attending the Governor's Small Business Forum Research Valley on October 5th from 8:30 till 3. It's sponsored by the Texas Governor's Office, the Texas Workforce Commission, and other local partners.
Kubota's Orange Opportunity Sales event is going on now. If you've got land to care for, get an M5 tractor with your choice of four models, each with a Kubota clean diesel engine and your choice of transmissions. And right now you can get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 84 months. See your local Kubota dealer today. Now through October 31st, 2017. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Visit WC Tractor, Norman G. Tractor, or TexasKubotaDealers.com.
You want your business to succeed in the next 10 years. Help make it happen by attending the Governor's Small Business Forum Research Valley on October 5th from 8:30 till 3. It's sponsored by the Texas Governor's Office, the Texas Workforce Commission, and other local partners. This forum is designed to give entrepreneurs and small businesses valuable tools, skills, and knowledge needed to thrive in today's economy. Instructive seminars and expert speakers will offer vital information on both public and private resources. Investment is $50. Log on to Research Valley.
OrangeValley.org.
There you go. We played it all the way through that time. It's 6:10. Good morning. Let's check some weather. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Plenty of clouds and a few sunny breaks across the area today. Another shower or two is possible. Hot and humid with a high in the lower 90s. Partly cloudy tonight, low in the middle 70s. Intervals of clouds and sunshine on Wednesday. Again, an afternoon shower may develop. High in the lower 90s. And a mix of sunshine and clouds on Thursday with afternoon showers and storms likely. High again in the lower 90s. I'm meteorologist Scott Kaplan. News Talk 1620. WTAW.
Wait. All right, there.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Yeah. Coming up in sports, we're going to be talking Texas A&M finally has a time set for kickoff against South Carolina 2 weeks from now. But Coach Kevin Sumlin talked a little bit about this week's matchup against Arkansas, as well as what he saw in last Saturday's victory over Louisiana Lafayette. We'll talk about all that, as well as looking at baseball is back tonight after the Astros and the Rangers had yesterday off. And Ezekiel Elliott getting a little talking to from the head coach following a lackluster performance in Denver in that loss last Sunday. We'll talk about all that more coming up in sports.
Yeah, I think they were just about to talk about his off-field problems the other day during the broadcast when Denver went ahead and ran in for a touchdown.
Yeah.
So they had to stop talking about the problems that he's got ahead of him. Because anyway,
well, and also some news on that front as well. It looks like at least for the time being, he's going to be sticking around.
Okay.
So we'll have to see.
Well, we were discussing that last week before you joined the show. Just the whole idea that this is going to be the hill the NFL is going to die on. They're going to decide that this domestic violence thing just can't stand. Never mind the murdering and the marijuana and stuff like that, but the domestic violence thing.
Right.
Know, the optics on it are bad.
Well,
so Ezekiel's going to be the poster child for that.
Yeah, and some people look at it as too little too late with the Ray Rice thing. That's really and that was video. They had video.
Yeah, they did, didn't
and they?
And they
suspended him for 3 games.
Yeah.
And Ezekiel Elliott, all things considered, has accusations against him. Even though the charges were dropped by Columbus PD,
mm-hmm.
he's facing 6 games.
Yep.
So, to me, and by the way, Greg Hardy only got 3 games.
Yeah. Again, he's the poster child. They've just, wrong place, wrong time, Ezekiel.
Yeah.
I guess. And so that's it. So the coach.
And the year that Jerry Jones goes in the Hall of Fame.
So yeah, I know. All of that stuff. Golly. Well, that's that pro football for you.
Yeah.
Because those guys are just like
us. What does that have anything to do with Jerry Jones going into the Hall of Fame?
Well, because Jerry Jones is a Hall of Fame owner, and now you're going after one of his franchise players.
Right. Yeah. Well, I think that's the problem, though, is, these punishments were happening, but it wasn't getting better. Guys were still going out and doing these things. Well, they're just going to have to keep toughening the punishment if these dummies keep doing what they're doing.
Yeah, no, I'm in favor of what they're doing. It just it is happening on him.
And, yeah, absolutely.
And I'm sure, I don't know how old Ezekiel Elliott is, but
he's like 21,
okay,
22.
See, so he's going to sit and be a pouty boy on the the bench when he probably did stuff he shouldn't have done.
Well, right.
I mean, but again, if you're looking at it from a law standpoint, can you say that? Can you say, well, we don't know for sure?
No, you can't, but that's why he's playing right now.
Yeah. And the NFL is going to do what they're supposed to do. I mean, what they think they should do, mm-hmm. for their optics. Again, how many people did they let off before on worse stuff? And we talked about last week, too, that because marijuana is actually legal in some states where there are professional franchises, they're going to have to quit going after the guys who are smoking pot.
I mean, that's why Josh Gordon's no longer in the league.
Yeah, so it's
because he couldn't lay off the weed.
Different time. Different times.
Yeah.
It changes, all that. So there's a guy in the UK who bought his first hang glider on eBay.
Mm.
Okay, I'm saying had never done this before, and that eBay, of course, they don't care. They'll sell it to you. Well, he got rescued from a tree after his first solo flight ended when he landed, if you will, 80 feet off the ground in a tree.
Well, he's lucky that's the worst that it was.
That's true. That's barely landing, but nonetheless. Specially trained firefighters had to use harnesses and climbing gear to bring the man down safely. Now, who paid for that? You know, does this guy have to pay for that, or do the townspeople have to pay for that?
I would think he has to.
I would hope so, but
because you pay for an ambulance ride when someone has to call for an emergency.
So you have to pay for the fire department to come out
if you did something stupid.
Yeah, if you're being rescued.
Yeah, I had never done this before, and I ended up 80 feet off the ground in a tree. Yeah, I'm not going to want my tax dollars going to that. Then this is kind of an interesting story. 32-year-old woman in Oakland, California. On a train Saturday, when a note was dropped in her lap, it claimed that there were two guns pointed at her, and if she, quote, wanted to live, then she should quietly pass her wallet and phone. So she started freaking out. But then remembered an episode from her favorite TV show,
Stop.
Law and Order.
Stop.
Yes.
If SVU ever saves me one day.
Okay. She began shaking violently and slumped over until a nearby couple came over to ask if she was okay. The woman thinks her mugger, who she believes was an older woman carrying a suitcase, got off at the next stop. Police are now reviewing the surveillance video. So apparently that situation happened in Law and Order. She mimicked that.
Mimicked like a seizure or something?
Absolutely. Yeah. Was able to save herself in that situation.
Oh, my. Thinking quick on your feet.
I'm a little concerned about an older woman mugger on the trains in Oakland.
What a scary way to mug someone.
The granny gangster.
Yeah, exactly. God.
We got a lot of info.
Information.
Life in the big city. We don't ever have any... never mind.
Oh,
yeah, maybe we do. Every once in a while.
Been busy in the news department.
It has. It sounds like the dang police blotter.
I know.
Yeah. Man, kids on bicycles breaking into cars.
And they're
cars.
Like teenagers.
I know. That's... boy, do we sound old.
Hooligans.
Yeah, hooligans. I like it.
Brenham National Bank wants you to try our new BNB Bill Pay Plus. It lets you pay anybody, anytime. It comes free with our reward accounts. We encourage you to open one of our reward accounts and try BNB Bill Pay Plus. It's so easy to use that we know you'll like it. Brenham National Bank, we make banking fun. Member FDIC.
At Brenham National Bank.
You can hear A&M Consolidated Tigers football all season long here on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Every play, every game, every Friday night. Thanks to Kreitz Market, Prosperity Bank, Vista College, and Garland Insulating. Your favorite high school teams, Bryan High, A&M Consolidated, Rudder, and College Station High, play on the Bryan Broadcasting family of stations. To find out when and where to hear your team, visit BrazosFootball.com.
Good morning, News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 6:18. It's Tuesday, September 19th, day 262. Got 103 of them to go. It is, we'll do more about this later, but it's Talk Like a Pirate Day.
If you want to. Yes.
You've been waiting for this day.
Yes, I have. I mark it on my calendar every year.
Certainly. And we hope everybody today, well, maybe with the exception of airline pilots, talk like a pirate. That'd be kind of...
I don't know. That'd be kind of cool.
We'd be coming in low.
Southwest Airlines guys, I could see one of them might do that. That'd be kind of fun.
I had a flight attendant not too long ago, and his little spiel when they, do all the safety instructions and everything, it was very funny. Like, he added little comments to the whole thing, and I was cracking up the whole time.
It's always good when your flight attendants and captains have a good sense of humor.
Yeah.
Well, they... I did tell the story one time. I was on one of their planes, and a flight attendant opened up her plastic bag and ran down the aisle and said she was collecting air samples in the airplane.
Oh, okay.
And again, why not have fun?
Exactly.
If you're in a job, why not just enjoy yourself?
Especially one that's not always the most pleasant.
Yes, yes, as we found out. I'm going to talk like a pirate because I may have to tell you to stay on the airplane.
Exactly.
In your seat or move your seat or whatever. Butterscotch Pudding Day, if you want to do that. National IT Professionals Day.
All right.
Those people are the...
Shout out to my bro.
Oh, okay.
Have you turned it off and turned it back on yet?
Yeah. Exactly. Well, they talk to you using words you know. It's just in that particular order you might not.
Right.
And wouldn't it be neat to just be able to read their mind?
I mean, our guys up here are wonderful, but yeah, sometimes it's like they're speaking to me in a whole different language.
Sure.
And no matter what happens, I always feel like an idiot after I talk to them about stuff.
Yeah. Well, that's the way it used to be a long time ago, just with the radio broadcast engineers, because there'd be some problem. You go to the engineer and they'd talk to you like you were in fourth grade. And
Did you press the button?
Yeah, exactly.
Have you turned it on?
Yeah. So again, and so it would be neat to be able to be inside the head of an IT professional, just on any day. To think
it's
about
it's great having one in the family.
Well, that
Well,
that's the other thing. Is see, you've been through that emotional roller coaster with him growing up as a sibling.
Yes.
So it's a different deal there as opposed to somebody you're working with who walks out going.
Yep. Absolutely.
And it's a get ready day, whatever that means.
All right, get ready.
That's it. Now and it's Holy Batman Day.
Holy Batman.
And the reason is because it. Adam West's birthday.
Yes.
Well, Adam West passed away earlier this year, and so it makes me wonder if this will continue to be Holy Batman's Day, because 5 years from now, people will go,
who?
Yeah.
What did he do? Adam West will always live on through Family Guy.
He will. You're right. He will be there. It's just a matter of, but if you didn't get to see the Batman series, it was a much brighter and happier and cartoonish type thing than they make Batman out to be now. So anyway, the Joker was actually funny back in
the day. Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right, birthdays
for today. Katrina Bowden is turning 29. I think I pronounced that right. She plays Sherry Xerox on 30 Rock.
I
watched a little bit of it.
All right, okay.
Danielle Panabaker is turning 30. She plays Killer Frost on The Flash.
What?
I know some people. Killer Frost. Caitlin/Killer Frost on The Flash.
Okay.
Chase Rice, big fan.
Yep.
He's turning 32.
Country music guy.
Oh, good Lord. I guess you have to put quotes around that.
You just said big fan.
Well, I was being facetious, but apparently Chelsea hadn't picked up on that
yet. He played college football, too.
Is that right?
I think so. I want to say at North Carolina.
Yeah, I think he did.
Yeah.
Either that or I think Sam Hunt actually played quarterback at Birmingham, Alabama, too. So. Mm-hmm. They're both garbage. Kevin Zeger is turning 33 today.
Wow.
He was a kid from Air Bud. So there you go. He's also got a recurring role on Gossip Girl, but he's turning 33. Columbus Short, turning 35, plays Harrison on Scandal. I don't watch Scandal, but I've heard it's really good.
I have too, yeah.
Allison Sweeney, turning 41. She's a former host of The Biggest Loser.
Yeah.
Sam from Days of Our Lives.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy Fallon, turning 43 today.
Hey.
All right.
Trisha Yearwood, turning 53.
Trish.
There was a time, I don't know if she can still sing, but
She doesn't need to sing. She's making all this money from the Food Network.
Yeah. Well, and her husband has a little bit of money,
he
too.
He does. That's,
that Garth guy.
That's true. She did a song called The Song Remembers When, which is a really great song. Really good song.
She opened for Clay Walker at G. Raleigh White when I was in like third grade.
Oh, yeah.
Back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
And I saw her perform.
No kidding. Mm-hmm. I saw Don Henley on Austin City Limits a couple
of
weeks ago, and she was one of the people who came out and sang.
Really?
Cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. Well, she's in love with the boys.
There's
Garth.
Yep.
Kim Richards is turning 53.
Oh, man.
Real Housewives.
But more known for her child acting days, really.
Yes, that's true.
And Paris Hilton is her niece.
Yes,
you know that?
Correct. Kathy Hilton is her sister.
Wow. Sherry O'Terry is turning 55.
Oh, all right.
She was back when Saturday Night Live was funny. She was one of the cheerleaders.
You're right.
Twiggy is turning 68 today.
Hey, supermodel.
Jeremy Irons, he of the great voice, is turning 69 today. Yeah. Joe Morgan, big-time baseball player, obviously.
Toy Cannon.
Yep. Played for the Astros back in the day. He's turning 74. Bill Medley's turning 77, Righteous Brother.
Yeah.
And James Lipton is turning 91 today.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Yep. Yeah. That's
all. Inside the Actor's Studio. You know who Jim Abbott is?
Yes.
One-arm pitcher?
Yes. Threw a no-hitter for the Yankees.
He's 50 today.
Okay. Cool.
And David McCollum, who plays Ducky on NCIS.
Oh, Ducky.
Yeah.
How old is he?
He's 84.
84. And is he still on the show?
He is.
Man.
Yeah. He's in good shape.
He's
great
shape.
Yep. And actually has become like an honorary
medical
examiner thing.
Cool.
Because he's actually, from having done the show for like 27 years.
He's probably learned quite a bit.
He's learned a bit, but has also kind of taken it up as a hobby
on
the side to learn more about it.
About dead bodies.
Like a hobby's not the right word.
Sure.
Yeah,
sure. I like examining dead people.
Yeah. And it's a hobby.
And a long time ago, he was on The Man from U.N.C.L.E. He played a Russian spy.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That was a long time ago.
Did you see the? Oh, sorry. Did you see the remake of that? With,
no, I did
Superman
not.
And
no,
it
I didn't.
Was, it was pretty good.
Was
actually.
It?
I enjoyed,
okay. Yeah, I forget the movie. What his character's name was, but that was he'd been around a while. So there he goes, 624.
We may be overstocked, but we won't be undersold at Tom Light Chevrolet. Now save over $14,000 on a new 2017 Silverado Crew Cab Texas Edition. $14,100 total savings. Choose from a big selection. But hurry, we may be overstocked, but we won't be undersold. All roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet and Bryan College Station. Online at TomLight.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Savings including factory incentives of $8,500 and $3,600 dealer discount. 1,000 owner loyalty and 1,000 incremental cash. Stock number 6382. See dealer for details.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, so poor little Washington Post snowflake Dana Milbank is now blaming Trump for his declining health. Op-ed titled, President Trump is killing me, Milbank writes. Well, I went for my annual physical last month, and I had to report that I've not been feeling well, fatigue, headaches, poor sleep, even some occasional chest pain. My doctor checked my blood pressure, which had always been normal before. It's alarmingly high. Now, the Post writer diagnosed himself with Trump Hypertensive Unexplained Disorder, or better known as THUD. He went on to say, for almost five decades, I had been the picture of perfect health. But 8 months into Trump's presidency, I was suddenly ailing. Trump is the only variable.
Okay, can we get Dana Milbank some, like, coloring books and hot cocoa? Because it's gonna be 7 years, and at this rate, the poor guy's just not gonna make it.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. Under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family's security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 800-373-7070. That's 800-373-7070. 800-373-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
If you're headed out on the road to follow your favorite football team, go first to Sevcheck Service Center. Let them take care of your car or truck and get it ready for the road. Whether it's an oil change, a tire rotation, or something a little bit more serious, the Sevcheck family has been keeping cars and trucks running in the Brazos Valley since 1972. They're open all week long, Monday through Friday from 7 to 6 and Saturdays 7 to 4. It's Sevcheck Service Center, family-owned and operated, 2200 Longmire, just down from the post office in College Station.
Always seeking new patients. If you're in the medical or health and wellness field, you're always seeking new patients. Always advertising in Brazos Wellness Magazine is a great way for you to reach new patients. Brazos Wellness Magazine is a local publication filled exclusively with local articles. Find new patients when you advertise in Brazos Wellness Magazine. For more information, contact Brian Broadcasting or email Sam at BrianBroadcasting.com.
628, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Just check some weather. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929. Man, it's another kind of uncomfortable day out there today. We're going to look for a heat index of around 102. Winds out of the south at 5 to 10. Humidity's high this morning already at 96%. And, you know, we did get some showers through the area yesterday, and there's still a chance of those. They're about 20%, but we got this pattern going all week long. By the way, Thursday's supposed to spike back up at 40% again is what they're telling us, but highs each day in the lower 90s, and Low's pretty much what we've got right now. We've got overcast skies. Again, 6:30, we've got overcast skies, and we're at 77 degrees.
AggielandHelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month, the one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, why have you been shredding for hours?
The boss said we should cut costs, Mr. Employee of the Month.
How does this cut costs?
These are the expense reports for the whole year.
You shredded them all?
Thanks to me, our expenses this year are zero.
If you don't mind hiring Dave's, go to the national job boards. They may be free, but trust us, they'll cost you. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
I'm Rasa Kay with Your Money Now. The Commerce Department is expected to report before the market opened today that builders broke ground on new apartments and single-family homes at a faster pace in August. U.S. home construction slowed in July as builders started fewer apartment complexes, causing housing starts to sink to a three-month low. Sources close to the matter say Toys R Us could file for Chapter 11 bankruptcy any minute now. Vendors have been curtailing shipments amid concern the toy retailer might not be able to pay its bills. Toys R Us has already hired a claims agent, which typically helps with administering a Chapter 11 process. The Dow posted its fifth straight record close, gaining 63 points. Boeing and Caterpillar contributed the most to the numbers. The S&P also closed at an all-time high, up 0.1% as financials led advancers. The Nasdaq hit an intraday record before settling at a close that was 0.1% higher as well. Futures have been mixed this morning. And that's Your Money Now.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice. Now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com for the hottest gift.
If Only We Were Born Knowing How to Retire, brought to you by TIAA.
What you need is income that keeps coming in.
I don't just want to get to retirement, I want to do retirement.
My target for retirement, income for life.
It's a no-brainer.
I invest right and I can start working my way through that bucket list.
Bermuda shorts and flip-flops all day.
Whether you're looking to save, invest, or plan your retirement, let us help you start planning today at TIAA.org.
WTAW News Time is 6:31 at 77 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Nearly $9 million is going into three more Bryan School District projects paid by bond money approved by voters 3 years ago. Nearly $8 million is for converting the former Stephen F. Austin School to administration offices.
This cost for the administration is over $1 million less than what it started out as a CM at risk project. So we not only saved $1 million there, but we are still a few hundred thousand dollars under the original budget.
Construction Director Jeff Windsor says they received seven bids, knowing completion has to be completed by next May.
If they finish in May, it gives us time to put in the new furnishings that are needed so that once school's out, then the administrators that are in this building can move, and other buildings can move their stuff in, have time to set up, so that by the end of July, by August, now they're focusing on the work that they're hired to do, which is to be ready for our students.
Dudley Construction was awarded that bid and for a new $745,000 grounds building that is expected to be completed next January. And the board approved spending $169,000 from savings on other bond projects to replace the stage lighting at the Performing Arts Center. More information is known about the Bryan School District search for a new transportation director. The job opening was posted last Friday, or 4 weeks after the start of school and the start of busing problems. Superintendent Christy Whitbeck says the director, Rob Welsh, is still an employee and he chose to resign effective November 7th. Since the start of the school year, Dr. Whitbeck says many routes have been altered and some numbers have been reduced at each of the bus hubs that came with the district's grade realignment. Whitbeck says a consultant that was hired the day of school will submit their report this week. After a review, there will be a determination if greater changes to busing in Bryan ISD will be implemented this year, the following school year, or a combination of the two.
How does that affect fine arts? How does that affect athletics? How does that affect our parents, our start and stop times? I mean, there's a lot of detail.
The superintendent says an interim director has not been appointed. Dr. Whitbeck says members of senior leadership have absorbed that role and have worked closely with the assistant director and the staff. 9 months ago, the Bryan Planning and Zoning Commission formed a subcommittee to address the topic of stealth dorms. Staff planner Stephanie Dolan on our show says during that time, the commission and subcommittee received nearly 300 responses from citizens.
And based on that input, the Planning and Zoning Commission is proposing a definition of what's called detached shared housing. So formerly stealth dorms, now detached shared housing.
Okay.
And then allowing that by conditional use permit in certain residential districts in Bryan.
Dolan says citizens are invited to a public meeting tomorrow at 5:30 at the Bryan Municipal Office Building to learn more about detached shared housing.
And then on Thursday, the Planning and Zoning Commission will receive the formal recommendation from the subcommittee, and they themselves will then make a recommendation to the Bryan City Council.
You can find more information online at bryantx.gov/pzagendas. A third person is being sought in the September 8th murder at Bryan's Williamson Park. According to the Bryan Police Department's Facebook page, 17-year-old Adriana Garcia rode with a 16-year-old and 18-year-old Saul Suarez Jr. to the park where the men planned to rob the victim of marijuana. The 16-year-old is accused of trading gunfire that killed 19-year-old Jonathan Munoz. Asked if the 16-year-old will be prosecuted as an adult, Brazos County District Attorney Jarvis Parsons says no decisions have been made on that point. And Suarez is accused of waiting in a nearby vehicle with a sawed-off shotgun. A pair of three-vehicle crashes in Grimes County on Sunday killed four people and injured four others. DPS reports one of the collisions between Anderson and Richards on FM 149 resulted in the deaths of two men from Bryan. They were identified as 56-year-old Stephen Markowski and 66-year-old Keith Donley. Troopers say a car driven by Markowski's wife, Jill, was struck by a car that ran a stop sign. Jill Markowski is listed in stable condition at a Bryan hospital. The driver of the other car, 20-year-old Nicole Bilnoski of Willis, was killed. Details of the other crash are online at WTAW.com. A single vehicle crash on Highway 47 in West Bryan on Sunday night claimed the life of a Caldwell woman. Bryan police report the driver, 26-year-old Cassandra Rogers, was not wearing a seatbelt when her car rolled several times after leaving the pavement on 47 at the Villa Maria exit. There were no passengers. And a West Bryan resident was shot in the hand inside his home Sunday night during what Bryan police say was a drug sale. Officers learned of the incident when the gunshot victim was being treated at the hospital. BPD reports two suspects left the house, which is located on Turning Leaf Drive in the Autumn Lakes subdivision, with the victim's gun and a small amount of marijuana. WTAW News time is 6:37. It is 77 degrees. You can call or text us this morning. That number is 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news at the top of the hour, or you can always go online to WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Rebert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Normandy Tractor and Implement Company, award-winning in the best of the Brazos. Home to over 8 acres of Kubota tractors, ATVs, RTVs, zero-turn lawnmowers, and implements for the farm and ranch. Invite you to buy now and save now on great Kubota products. For a limited time, get the new Kubota L4701F 47.3 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor with a Kubota front-end loader, 5-foot Land Pride shredder, and a 5-foot box blade with teeth. Plus a $500 instant rebate and a $500 $2 two-implement rebate, all for only $22,195. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor are the best when it comes to customer service. Be sure to ask about zero down and 0% financing on most new Kubota products. Trade-ins welcome, free delivery, and a three-year warranty. For a huge selection and great prices on all your Kubota tractor and utility vehicle needs, take a short drive to Normandy Tractor at Highway 39 and OSR in Normandy, Texas, and online at normandytractor.com. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor.
Earl, what's wrong? Why you look so sad?
It's my job, Jake. It's got me lower than a sow's belly. My boss down at the factory told me if I don't find a coating solution for a metal thingamajigs, I might as well clean out my locker.
Earl, all you've got to do is get your thingamajigs to Jackrabbit Powder Coating. They'll sandblast it, clean it, coat it, and send it out the door with a high-quality finish and quick turnaround.
I'll tell you what, one of these days I'm going to remember Backstatic Chowder Coating.
Earl, you are something else. It's Jackrabbit Powder Coating, a company worth remembering.
Do you love chicken fried steak? Well, then you'll love this Texas DQ Wow of the Month. For just $4.99, get your choice of a Dude chicken fried steak sandwich with fries or a DQ chicken fried steak finger country basket with crispy golden fries and legendary DQ country gravy. Make your chicken fried choice. Just $4.99 for a limited time. You gotta love that. DQ, that's what I love about Texas.
Good morning. It's 6:39. Infomaniacs Newstalk 1620 WTAW. Checking the weather. It's brought to you this morning by Pottery Garden, the brand new oasis in Bryan's Garden District. Pottery Garden's beautiful green space showcases exactly what your yard, flower bed, or porch can look like. Stop by Pottery Garden today. They're located on North Avenue in the Garden District. Here you go.
Plenty of clouds and a few sunny breaks across the area today. Another shower or two is possible. Hot and humid with a high in the lower 90s. Partly cloudy tonight, low in the middle 70s. Intervals of clouds and sunshine on Wednesday. Again, an afternoon shower may develop. High in the lower 90s. And a mix of sunshine and clouds on Thursday with afternoon showers and storms likely. High again in the lower 90s. I'm meteorologist Scott Kaplan. News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Coach Kevin Sumlin says his young guys are having to learn quickly, as you can imagine, against Louisiana Lafayette. A lot of the young players came up big in that victory. They'll have to come up big again this week against Arkansas. I'll hear more from Coach about that. The question that's burning everybody in College Station, who will be the starting quarterback for the Texas Longhorns? We'll hear a little bit from Coach Tom Herman, as well as Monday Night Football last night. The Giants continue to be abysmal. And Ezekiel Elliott in a little hot water with the fans and maybe his head coach. All that and more coming up in sports.
There you are. So it was only 90 yesterday.
Only 90.
And it felt a lot worse, I thought.
It did.
You know, just
and that's like today.
Yeah.
It's heat index values as high as 102.
Gonna be doing that a little bit later on this week. We'll get back down to about 71 on Friday night football night. So
okay.
That'll
go.
Be
that's
nice.
That is nice.
But still 90s during the day, and it's not much fun. So in the meantime,
Trump
he's in the big city. He's in New York.
He is, and he is tweeting a little bit. He's, you know, got several meetings going on right now.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Yesterday he tweeted, you know, looking forward to meeting with Prime Minister Netanyahu shortly. Peace in the Middle East would be a truly great legacy for all people.
Yeah, it would. Not going to be his,
yeah,
but that's
yeah,
fine.
Yeah, exactly. And so, and then he, you know, tweeted several pictures of the meetings with the United Nations General Assembly. And then finally, 20 minutes ago, he tweeted, big day at the United Nations, good things and some tricky ones happening. We have a great team, big speech at 10 a.m.
Yes, that's exactly right. And that's, they're anxious to hear that. Fox News kind of got a preview here.
He speaks to a skeptical General Assembly for the first time as president. He set the stage yesterday in a reform panel meeting in which he described how the UN's budget has increased 140% since 2000 and its staff has doubled, but the results have been less than cost effective.
In recent years, the United Nations has not reached its full potential because of bureaucracy and mismanagement.
Yesterday, the president told listeners that he also wants to make the United Nations great. He poignantly left out the word again. Today, preceding the president's address, will be remarks by French President Emmanuel Macron, Turkish President Erdogan, and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
Okay, so and another kind of interesting thing happened yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So the president is talking to President Macron of France at the United Nations, and he said he's considering having a military parade in Washington, D.C. on the 4th of July.
That Trump is planning
yes.
on it?
He watched the Bastille Day celebrations that they had in France when he was over there. And standing alongside him, he said, because of what I witnessed, we may do something like that on the 4th of July in Washington down Pennsylvania Avenue. We're thinking of having a really great parade to show our military strength.
Oh, Lord, I wonder how many people are freaking out about that.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure.
He's a Nazi.
There are people who are pulling their hair out and setting it on fire because of this. But I don't know. I kind of like it.
I mean, why would you not? I mean, nothing as far as when you're talking about servicemen and women, that's a patriotic.
That's right.
That's a patriotic show of strength.
It is
so
strong,
why would you not? But
a strong nationalist thing.
Everybody's going to be freaking out. They're going to start goose stepping and
It's more than we've ever spent on military, which is good news, he said to the president of France, because we're friends. And we are. I mean, we're the police department for the world.
Yeah.
We go
mm-hmm.
and do stuff. It's okay,
yeah.
I think.
America.
To be able to do that. So we'll see. And I kind of like the idea of him going ahead and calling the UN out on the idea of they are a bureaucracy that is not well run.
Right.
And the thing is, you know, we finance the lion's share of it. And it would be a great time to go to Angela Merkel and say, oh, you like what the UN is doing? Then why don't you pony up more than the 13% that you pay? Why don't you jack it up to about 20%, you know? And you could say that to a lot of countries, as a matter of fact.
Germany.
Yeah. So just saying, you know, might not be a bad deal.
Get Germany on board. We need Angela Merkel to start doing some stuff.
Remember when President Trump said that Trump Tower was being wiretapped? Well, both CNN and the New York Times reported late yesterday that investigators wiretapped former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort under an order from that secret FISA court before and after the election when he was still talking to the president. Manafort also has a residence in Trump Tower. Now, there may be more to be said right now. The FBI started their surveillance after obtaining the FISA warrant that extended at least to the early part of 2017. So we'll see what comes out of there. In the meantime, kind of turning attention to Texas, discussions are going on about what they're going to do about low-income people. I mean, think about this.
Mm-hmm.
You lose your home.
Right.
You lose all of your belongings. You haven't been able to work for 3 weeks. You have to pay for new clothes. You got to find a place to live. You got to find some sort of transportation.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how you go about that. I mean, I'm not exactly sure. And again, I'm going to hope that they are working again behind the scenes and they're going to come out with a framework for a special session of the Texas legislature.
Right.
But I can't imagine that they expect the federal government to take care of all this.
Right, and I just can't imagine what it feels like to be one of those people, and you literally don't know what the next step is.
Even if you have enough money, starting over
right.
is difficult. If you don't have any money.
If you don't have any money, you're really just at a loss.
I guess good news, the last 900 Harvey evacuees left the convention center in Houston yesterday, moved to a community college nearby. It is progress of a sort. At one point, there were more than 10,000 people that were housed there, so they've moved those people to someplace else.
Do we know the exact numbers on FEMA? I mean, as far as the trailers and things that they're taking.
You know, I don't have anything in front of me right now.
Okay.
Let me see.
I'll put you on the spot, Scott.
No, that's okay. As a matter of fact, there is the death toll is 82. I didn't know that.
Mm.
FEMA has given the state $364.2 million in individual assistance. That's funding for individuals and households affected by Harvey, and $181 million for public assistance. That's money that goes to cities, counties, and municipalities. And that's good, but again, we can't expect the feds to do it all. We got to do some of it ourselves. With that in mind, Paul Ryan is coming to Houston on Thursday. He's supposed to tour areas that were damaged by Harvey. Details per a spokesperson are coming soon. Also, the federal government sent Texas more than $1 billion in funding for recovery efforts so far. And maybe the other thing is that the Texas legislature is waiting until the hurricane season ends because, you know.
Yeah, that might
Maria's
be the
Maria's blowing through right now as a Cat 5.
Yeah, you don't want to think about that. But,
no, you don't.
We could have that still mm-hmm. going and the numbers could
By the
again.
Way, Noah Syndergaard, who is a native Texan and also is a pitcher for the New York Mets when he's healthy, he tweeted out recently, maybe these hurricanes are a karma for us getting out of the Paris Climate Accord.
Oh, of course. Yeah, okay. Thank you. Because I want a baseball player talking about the Paris Accord.
Hashtag, I'm a Texan Republican. Hashtag, wake up.
Okay, fine. You know that. Okay, sure. And a specialist in that, too, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
I mean, he's got a lot of extra time on his hands.
He does now.
He's rehabbing.
Not pitching. All right, 648.
For the Brazos Valley Fair, October 20th through the 22nd. There's fun for all ages with a carnival, rodeo, shopping, and awesome concerts, including a Saturday performance by the Disney Channel star Sabrina Carpenter, Friday headliner Kevin Fowler, and Sunday stars La Energia Norteña. Exciting rodeo action and a carnival plus awesome concerts and so much more. Only at the Brazos Valley Fair, October 20th through the 22nd. Visit BrazosValleyFair.com for details or call 979-821-1450.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producers Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producers Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, September 23rd, fall vegetable gardening. If you want to grow some tasty vegetables this fall, this class can help you learn which ones grow best and how to protect them. This week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Fact is, many of us here in Texas live on flat prairie land. If there are any hills, they're generally gentle. Those of us who do have grade changes in our gardens are grateful for the relief that they bring visually, and the rest of us are trying to figure out ways we can copy the soothing feeling that hills and valleys bring to their surroundings, building berms in our landscapes. That'll be the subject of our program today, right after this message.
Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, only $31.95 plus tax and postage. It's the great book you need to have on your reference shelf. It's not a redo of my 1991 Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. It's the one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities, from lawns and landscapes to fruit and vegetables. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. I self-published this book so I could have the book I always wanted for you, printed in Texas. It's hardback. Every book goes out of my office signed. Not in stores, not on Amazon. Call 1-800-752-GROW during the week. 1-800-752-4769 or order online anytime at neilsperry.com. Satisfaction is completely guaranteed. Again, order at neilsperry.com. Neil Sperry, NEILSPERRY.com. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening.
Berms enter the picture when we're on prairie land and we want a hill. That's the landscaper's term that refers to small hills, often man-made, that create a natural rise and fall to the garden. Unfortunately, in the hands and shovels of untrained gardeners, berms can be just the opposite, unsettling and unnatural. If you're interested in adding a berm or two to your landscape, I have some very important points to remember. First, you need to know what you're trying to accomplish with the berm. Is it an aesthetic thing, or do you need privacy? Are you trying to screen out road noise, or do you need to redirect rainfall runoff? The purpose of the berm will, to a very large degree, determine its placement, size, and configuration. As example, if runoff is your big issue, putting the berm where it would be most visually appealing probably won't make much sense if the periodic floods still penetrate your house. You should put it where you need it. By the same token, if headlights from oncoming traffic are your main reason for building the berm, there will be a certain minimum height below which it won't be effective. For most of us, however, berms are primarily aesthetic. We build and plant them because they look good. They also let us compartmentalize our landscapes into smaller parcels or outdoor rooms. Most of the comments that follow address the sorts of berms, the ones that have more form than function. That's the ones I enjoy the most. Berms usually look most natural if they sweep across the landscape in gentle curves rather than long straight lines. They should look like they occurred naturally, and that our houses just happen to be built alongside them. It may be easier to blend a berm into its surroundings if you actually dig down a few inches alongside it, rather than merely piling it on top of the existing earth. Those slightly sunken areas are called swales, and they have their purposes as well. You can use them, for example, to remove runoff rapidly to a nearby storm sewer or drainage ditch. You can use a flexible garden hose on a sunny day to lay out your new berm. Have someone stand at one end of the hose, then keep adjusting it until you have just the configuration you want. If you have existing weeds and grasses, especially Bermuda grass, apply a glyphosate herbicide. It won't contaminate the existing soil, so you'll be able to move on with your berm building as soon as the vegetation has turned completely brown, usually within about a week or two. Now, there are lots of things you need to think about with building berms, but keep them as natural as you can. I'm Neil Sperry. Glorious grays will be the subject of our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 6:53. The weekly Coach Kevin Sumlin radio show was held last night right here on WTAW. Now, the Aggies, of course, are coming off a 45-21 win over Louisiana Lafayette, and a lot of young players played a big role in that victory. Here's Coach.
We came into the game, and some coaches were very uncomfortable because it was a mandate that we were going to play all these guys. No matter what the situation was, the third series, the fifth series, because human nature is, you know, let's wait and see what the situation is like. I've been that guy as a position coach. I've been that guy as a coordinator. And, you know, you want your best players out there all the time. But to be the team that we want to be, we have to grow people.
We'll see how they grow this Saturday when the Aggs take on the Arkansas Razorbacks at Jerry World. Kickoff is set for 11 a.m. with pregame with Dave and Dave starting at 10 right here on WTAW. Now, in sticking with Aggie football, September 30th's home game against South Carolina has been set. The Aggs and Gamecocks will kick off at 6:30 p.m. at Kyle Field. And, of course, you can catch that game as well as all of the Aggie football games right here on WTAW. Over in Austin, there's a quarterback battle going on between Texas freshman Sam Ellinger and sophomore Shane Bouchel. Bouchel threw for 21 touchdowns and nearly 3,000 yards for the Longhorns last year, but was injured in the season opener against Maryland. Ellinger has started the team's last two games, including last Saturday's narrow miss at fourth-ranked USC. Here's Coach Tom Herman.
Yeah, when we start practice tomorrow, Shane will get the majority of the reps with the ones. Sam will still get reps with the ones. It'll be business as usual. If Shane is 100% and having great practices, then Shane will start. But I'm not going to tell you Shane's going to start Iowa State game when we're 10 days away from it.
So, who knows? Ellinger threw for 298 yards and two touchdowns in the Horns' 27-24 double overtime loss to USC, but he also threw two picks and had a costly fumble. Monday Night Football was in the Big Apple, where the visiting Detroit Lions rolled over the New York Giants 24-10. Matthew Stafford threw for just 122 yards, but racked up two touchdowns to go along with it. Meanwhile, the Giants' offense continued to struggle despite the return of star wideout Odell Beckham Jr., who hauled in four catches for 36 yards. Following an ugly 42-17 loss to Denver on Sunday, the Dallas Cowboys have a lot of questions to answer this week, one of them being about the uninspired play of running back Ezekiel Elliott. Head coach Jason Garrett said he plans to talk with Elliott, who showed little effort in trying to make a tackle following two Cowboys turnovers.
Zeke is one of the most natural competitors I've ever been around. He loves to play. He loves to practice. And I think we've seen that through his first year playing. And those two plays were not indicative of the kind of competitor that he was. And we have to get that addressed.
And the NFL's 2016 rushing leader ran for a career-low 8 yards on 9 carries against the Broncos. Now, some good news for Elliott is that he's still set to play in this week's game against Arizona. A Texas judge has denied the NFL's motion for an emergency stay of an injunction for Elliott's 6-game suspension, meaning the running back will likely play Monday night against the Cardinals. After taking last night off, both the AL West division champion Houston Astros and the Texas Rangers will be in action tonight. Houston is at home, kicking off a series against the Chicago White Sox at 7:10. Meanwhile, Texas, which is 4.5 games back of Minnesota for the second AL wildcard spot, is out in Seattle taking on the Mariners at 9:10. Broadcast for that one will be over on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Also, the Aggie Soccer Hour with Coach G. Guerreri returns tonight. Things get underway at 7 o'clock over on Willie 1550. And that's been your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
I'm speaking with Ron Smith at Aggieland Carpet One.
There's a lot of factors involved in making a choice. We'd understand that. We're very good at helping you create a home that's more comfortable for you. That's what we're here for.
You will come to our home and help us pick out maybe the styles that are best for us, because a lot of us don't visualize very well what this is going to look like in our home.
Come in to Aggieland Carpet One today and help us make your house a home.
Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Earl, what's wrong? Why you look so sad?
It's my job, Jake. It's got me lower than a sow's belly. My boss down at the factory told me if I don't find a coating solution for a metal thingamajigs, I might as well clean out my locker.
Earl, all you've got to do is get your thingamajigs to Jackrabbit Powder Coating. They'll sandblast it, clean it, coat it, and send it out the door with a high-quality finish and quick turnaround.
I'll tell you what, one of these days I'm going to remember backstatic chowder voting.
Earl, you are something else. It's Jackrabbit Powder Coating, a company worth remembering.
Texas Regional Eye Center is Aggieland's exclusive home for LASIK vision correction. And now for a limited time, you can save up to $760 on all laser LASIK. Financing is available with nothing down and $180 for 24 months. Call Texas Regional Eye Center today at 774-0498 or visit texasregionaleye.com. Save over $700 on LASIK. Available in Aggieland only at Texas Regional Eye Center.
America's veterans are more than a source of pride. They're a source of strength. When our veterans thrive, our communities thrive. With your support, our veterans can get career and education opportunities as well as benefits they've earned.
Howdy, I'm Congressman Bill Flores. Join me in thanking our nation's veterans and finding out how you can support veterans in our community.
This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Let's do some weather. It's brought to you by your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore. Your local nationwide agents are part of their member-driven community where serving members' needs is their top priority. Call nationwide agent Mike Kilgore at 979-776-1900 today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. High temperature today, about 93. Heat index, 102. It's 77 now.